What if the reason you feel stuck isn't because you lack direction, but because something is actively blocking you from seeing what you truly want? This radical premise forms the foundation of Barbara Sher's transformative work. The confusion you feel about your life path isn't due to indecision. It's because powerful forces are preventing you from recognizing your authentic desires. The good life, as Sher quotes, is when you get up in the morning and can't wait to start all over again. If this doesn't describe your daily experience, something is interfering with your natural enthusiasm. We absorb expectations about what we're supposed to be doing from family, teachers, and society, creating an invisible script running in the background of our decisions. Some messages are obvious: be successful, get married, make money, while others operate stealthily, affecting us without conscious awareness. Even when we rebel against these expectations, we're still being defined by them. The first step toward freedom is asking, "Who says?" When we examine where these expectations originated, we begin to see how arbitrary many of them are. Try creating a visual representation of the perfect person your family wanted you to be. This typically reveals an impossible ideal, like one client's collage showing a designer-dressed professional with a nun's face against an African village backdrop. The realization that what others wanted for you simply can't be done liberates you to pursue what you want instead. When uncertainty strikes, action becomes crucial. Movement generates momentum and clarity. Even wrong moves reveal what doesn't work. The world responds to action, not thoughts. Each time you face fear and act, your self-esteem grows. Each retreat diminishes it. High self-esteem follows action, not vice versa. This explains why ex-addicts often succeed by acting as if until genuine confidence emerges. Good fortune finds those in motion. While planning helps, it's mostly educated guessing. Its real value lies in propelling you into the world where opportunities exist. Trust unusual instincts. Take Jesse, a shy office manager who inexplicably pursued sled dog racing. After completing a 100-mile race, she found courage to leave her unfulfilling job. Her instincts knew she needed this challenge to transform her life. If you don't know what you want, something is blocking you. The best way to expose this hidden resistance is to pursue a genuine goal. Your internal barriers will immediately surface with discouraging messages like, "You'll fail," or "This isn't for you." Meaningful work requires a deep connection between your soul and the world. Doing what you love and creating meaning are one and the same. Without purposeful activity, no external success will fulfill you. Pursuing your passion isn't selfish. It's the most generous path you can choose. To uncover your true desires, design your ideal job without practical constraints. Consider your preferred activities, workplace, and colleagues. Then create the job from hell, everything you'd hate doing. This negative exercise often comes more naturally and reveals your values through contrast. Once you've identified what matters, commit to this vision for just 1 hour. Pretend all other options are closed. Taking concrete steps, even briefly, will show you what real commitment feels like and expose the resistance that's been holding you back. When you choose safety over adventure, you risk suppressing your inner genius, that original, curious force full of potential. Unfulfilled wishes prevent full engagement in work, relationships, and life. Adventure isn't about radical changes or dangerous risks. It's whatever makes your heart soar and takes your breath away. Self-sabotage manifests in losing focus at crucial moments or becoming discouraged during success. Create a timeline from age 5 onward, noting when you avoided pursuing desires and lost your natural enthusiasm. To uncover resistance, imagine achieving everything you've ever wanted and notice any discomfort. These are your hidden barriers. Childhood influences persist under stress. Men often limit success to avoid surpassing their fathers, while sons learn to suppress vulnerability. Daughters may resist happiness when their mothers led unfulfilled lives, feeling their success would betray their mother's sacrifice. When you're interested in many things, it creates discomfort in a society that values specialists over generalists. You might be either a natural scanner who thrives on variety, or a diver who's avoiding deep engagement with their true passion. Scanners are curious explorers who see the universe as an endless treasure house of possibilities. Their challenge isn't lack of discipline, but finding work that leverages their diverse interests. One strategy is to list 10 lives you'd want to live, then map them across different time periods, which to pursue now, next, and later. Divers, in contrast, find joy in depth and focused exploration. However, some apparent scanners are actually divers avoiding deeper engagement. They change direction not from genuine curiosity, but as a defense mechanism. Some people excel in the exciting beginning phase, but struggle with the slower learning period that follows. Others use new activities to escape uncomfortable feelings, chasing the temporary high of beginnings while avoiding the familiar. Fast-track success without fulfillment creates a trap. The rewards and admiration make it hard to stop, even when heading the wrong way. Unlike others who can complain about their jobs, you feel unable to voice unhappiness because you haven't made. Don't mask negative feelings. They won't kill you, but repressing them might. When I find myself rushing frantically, I acknowledge my feelings, usually discovering sadness beneath. This makes everything feel more manageable. Despite your big paycheck, you're likely living close to the edge. Success without meaning leads to compensatory spending on luxuries. Remember, you can't get enough of what you don't really want. Reducing expenses buys you something precious, time to discover what matters. The cure for burnout isn't a vacation that fades within hours of return. It's learning something new. Creative pursuits refresh your mind by awakening neglected imagination. If success feels hollow, you may have pursued achievements for others' approval rather than personal fulfillment. The answer lies in finding meaning beyond external validation. Your dreams have endured despite criticism and lack of support. While defense mechanisms may arise when pursuing cherished goals, understanding these blocks empowers you to move forward. Doing what you love isn't selfish, it's profoundly generous. The world needs people who've come alive through their work, bringing passion and authenticity to everything they touch. We are human, and our lot is to learn and to be hurled into inconceivable new worlds. The path to discovering your true desires may not be linear, but it's always worthwhile. By confronting resistance and taking consistent action, you build momentum toward a meaningful life. You already know what you want. Now clear the obstacles and move boldly forward.